I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Tuesday, May 30. Coming up, government seeks new contract with Food for the Poor. Region earns $27 billion US dollars from tourism, and Accountant General's Department to reopen earlier than planned. The news in detail after the break.
Looking to enhance your professional skills and competencies with training of the highest quality? Then apply today to the Justice Training Institute, JTI. JTI offers certificate courses in computer applications, CSEC math and English, financial crimes investigation, courtroom protocols and procedures, diplomas in paralegal studies, court reporting, and more. For more information, call 928-4624, visit us at Fort Camp Road, or go to the website jti.edu.jm. The Justice Training Institute, training for improved performance.
Now the news. The government is to seek to extend its contract with Food for the Poor for the construction of low-income homes for vulnerable Jamaicans. In a press release issued Monday, Prime Minister Andrew Holness outlined that he has given instructions for the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation to seek to establish a new contract with Food for the Poor before the expiration of the existing one in August. He adds that he will be meeting with government members of parliament to discuss issues they may be experiencing with the execution of the current program. The Prime Minister has suggested that opposition MPs also meet to discuss their issues with the program. Under the government's partnership with Food for the Poor, both parties provide $3,200, which is then used by Food for the Poor to construct a two-bedroom, one-bathroom wooden home. The homes are provided free of cost to needy persons across the country. Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett says tourism remains the most vital source of earnings and economic activity for the majority of Caribbean islands, with region-wide revenues estimated at more than $27 billion US dollars. He notes that the Caribbean has a higher proportion of total employment and percentage of gross domestic product derived from tourism than any other region in the world. Mr. Bartlett, who was part of a discussion panel at the 47th annual meeting of the Board of Governors of the Caribbean Development Bank in the Turks and Caicos Islands recently, noted that despite early forecasts for a downturn in tourism performance for 2016, the Caribbean witnessed an unprecedented growth of 4.2% in visitor arrivals. He points out that tourism growth in the region outpaced the global average of 3.9%. The data also indicate that cruise tourism in the region is booming as passenger arrivals grew by an estimated 1.3% to approximately 26.3 million in 2016. Mr. Bartlett says while the sector is booming, tourism authorities cannot afford to become complacent, but must continue to explore new and innovative strategies to take advantage of the vast economic opportunities that can be generated from tourism and tourism-related activities. Minister of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport Olivia Grange has posited the need for Caribbean-wide conversation as part of efforts to find solutions to the negative effects of climate change. This comes against the background of the first World Heritage and Climate Change Symposium being hosted by the Ministry from May 29 to 31. Ms. Grange says there's a pressing need to share practices across small island developing states, SIDS, to guard against the erasure of physical and intangible heritage, critical to the economy of each affected country.
Our three-day World Heritage and Climate Change Symposium symbolizes the urgency for a collective fight to protect our identity as a region. Hurricanes, prolonged periods of droughts, flooding, erosion, other weather phenomena, and an increase in oceanic and atmospheric temperatures are having a severe impact on local climate, on built heritage, and a myriad of threats to biodiversity.
Over the 3 days, Jamaica and representatives from eight other countries will participate in workshops and discussions under the theme Rallying for the Protection of Culture and Heritage in SIDS under a Sustainable 21st Century Climate Change Agenda. And the Accountant General's Department, AGD, will reopen its doors on May 31, 1 day earlier than originally scheduled. The AGD was closed on Monday to finalize relocation from Public Building West to the Oceana Hotel building on 2 to 4 Church Street, Kingston. Members of the public may still contact the AGD at 922-83207, send an email to info@treasury.gov.jm, or visit the website treasury.gov.jm. The AGD is advising that the relocation will not disrupt the operations of the Consolidated Fund. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.